Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Game Night on the Incomparable Game Show. I'm your host, Anthony Johnston, and once again I am playing the part of Quizmaster for the UK 20th anniversary edition of Trivial Pursuit, questions from which will be answered entirely by North Americans. And that 20th anniversary edition is itself now almost 20 years old, by the way, so don't worry, they still don't stand a chance of getting anything right. Today's filthy foreigners are, in rough order of longitude...
Some of them filthier than others.
Oh, yes. In Alberta, Canada, we have Erica Ensign.
Hello.
Hello, indeed. And somewhere nearby Erica, according to our spy satellite anyway, is her spouse, Stephen Shabansky.
Filthy foreigners. My heavens, Brexit hasn't officially kicked in yet, and you're all ready to go, Anthony.
Way ahead of everyone. Over in California, we have Mr. Golden State himself, Steve Lutz.
Mr. Golden State. I'm looking forward to this, Anthony. I've been pouring through my copy of A Brief History of Cricketers' Brothers, and I am totally ready to hit this right out of the pitch.
You jest, but that's probably more prep than anybody else has done. So, finally, up in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, we have first Kathy Campbell.
Hello. I am not that filthy. I actually showered today.
too much information. And then finally, we have a first timer to the delights of UK Triv, Jean McDonald.
Hello. And I think I'm going to discover that all my watching of every British detective series is going to not help me at all today.
Well, I don't know. You might be surprised.
So, I wish I hadn't lent Steve my Cricketer's Brothers.
You're not getting it back either. This is fascinating.
All right. As before, we are playing the quote-unquote cards-only version of this game, first conceived by the ingenious Erica Ensign, where we do away with the board because it's boring and slow. So on their turn, each contestant will roll a six-sided die for the category of question that I will ask them. If they get it right, they score 1 point and can try to answer another question up to a maximum of 3 questions per turn. As soon as they get an answer wrong, or unless they get 3 right, play moves on to the next person. When we finally can't stand it anymore, we will declare a final round, at which point each contestant will have 1 final set of questions with no score limit as long as they keep answering correctly. And at the end of that round, we will have a winner. For your information, here are the categories for this edition of Triv and their respective dice rolls. So 1 is Global View, 2 is Sound and Screen, 3 is News, 4 is The Written Word, 5 is Innovations, and 6 is Game Time. I hope you all made notes.
I'm so ready. Geography, Entertainment, History, Arts and Literature, Science and Nature, and Sports and Leisure.
Got it. In fancy English talk, yes. So we will begin, as always, with our most easterly player, who actually isn't very easterly at all this time around, and that is Erica. So Erica, please roll and we will begin.
All right. 1.
1. Global View. Which was the first European city to install condom machines in its taxis?
Wow. I'm going to say Paris.
No, it was Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Yeah, I thought of that as soon as Paris flew out of my mouth.
I mean, it's 50-50 really, wasn't it?
I mean, they used to be called French purses, so I thought maybe.
I mean, it's called Amsterdam for a reason.
French purses? I've never heard that one. French letters? I've never
French
heard
French letter. Purses.
I've never heard French letters.
Oh, wow. Mm.
See, I've heard of the French disease, so I would have...
French kissing, that's a thing.
French fries, very good with ketchup.
French bread.
French kissing leads to French letters, as we all know.
Yes.
Stephen, you're next up.
I've also got a 1.
Okay, so you are also getting a global view question. And that is, which country was way down at 14th in the 1998 UN Human Development Report on Standards of Living?
14th, eh?
In 1998.
In Europe. Just Europe?
No, UN.
UN. Oh, all of the UN. So it's relatively high then, I guess. I'm going to say the USA.
No, it was the UK.
Oh, the UK.
Mm. Which actually doesn't surprise me. Having lived here in 1998, trust me.
When bread probably cost £4 or something like that.
Oh, deep cut. Like it. All right, Steve, on to you.
I hate to say it, but I also got a one.
What the
heck?
Wow.
Okay, global view for you. And
hooray!
Oh, this is Steve. You'll like this one. What are the piddle and the po?
Oh dear,
the piddle and the po.
Oh dear,
this is. Huh. I couldn't have designed this better if I'd tried.
I didn't know they got Teletubbies in the UK. That's weird.
Oh dear,
you mean it's a UK show?
What are the piddle and the po? I would say rivers in China.
Oh, they're just rivers. I think they're actually in England.
Oh, really?
Or in the UK at any rate, yeah, yeah. So, yes, I'll take rivers. Well done.
Oh, I'll take you taking rivers.
Steve, get for me. Steve leaps into the lead with 1 point.
Wow, and with a geography question to boot. Two. I got a two.
We're moving
Sound
up.
And screen.
That's entertainment.
Which TV chef is fully clothed when he plays with a band called Scarlet Division?
As opposed to...
Well, I assume that's the naked chef cooking. You're talking about, which isn't that Jamie Oliver?
It is indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Wow, Steve's on for a sweep in the first round. Come on.
Look at me. It's time to roll a three. Let's see. Oh, it's a one again. We're backpedaling now.
All right. And that is, which European island has a coastal ring road almost 1,000 miles long?
Oh. A coastal ring road 1,000 miles long.
Mm.
Wow. A European island that's big enough to have a Great Britain?
I mean, it's not a bad guess, but no, the answer is Iceland.
Mm.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
All right. I knew it was too good to be true. I'm not getting a sweep.
Hey, two in the first round is possibly the best anybody except Stephen has ever done in this game. So,
I'm retiring. Good night, everybody.
Take the
good
win.
Time,
all right, Gene, we're on to you.
Three.
Are you rolling a steel dice inside a tin can?
It's loud, huh?
Three, okay, that is news. Who was the next Labour leader after Neil Kinnock?
Oh. That's
Labour, the political party.
Yes, that part I know. Neil Kinnock I kind of know from the whole Joseph Biden plagiarism thing. And, of course, this does go back, and I should know, but I can only think of conservative politicians now, of course. Well, I don't know. I have to pass.
Well, if it's any consolation, I would say probably most British people wouldn't get this either. His name was John Smith. And I kid you not,
oh,
that
my
was
Lord.
Come on.
Okay, well, it is a consolation. And,
yes, the late John Smith. He was actually a kind of beloved politician. But he was Labour leader for not very long, maybe 6 months, 12 months or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure he ever even led them into an election. So anyway.
Okay.
Moving on then to Kathy.
I have got a five.
Five innovations. What bit of their own body are most women unsatisfied with, judged on visits to plastic surgeons?
Ooh.
Bear in mind when this game came out, this is like, this edition is from, what was it, like early 2000s, I think? So,
okay.
Tastes may change.
Tastes.
I am going to go with breasts.
I find that's always a good tactic, but
respect.
The answer is their nose.
Oh, okay.
Rhinoplasty.
More nose jobs than boob jobs.
Yeah.
Well, again, in the early 2000s, honestly, these days, that may not be the case. But
possibly. I find the way that that question is phrased highly suspect. You know, which are women least happy with based on visits? Maybe it's not that they're least happy with that. It's that rhinoplasty is a surgery that people are very comfortable getting because it's been done for a while. Shame on you, Trivial Pursuit.
Yes, I agree. Very leading question.
Yes.
So, Erica, we're back around to you.
To the shame pile.
It's a big pile.
Trying to lead you by the nose.
Hey!
All Erica. Right. I've got another one. I'm switching dice.
Okay, which city offers the opportunity to cross the Bridge of Sighs to shop in the Rose?
I don't know. Cities. I hate this category so much. You know what? I'm just going to keep saying Paris until I get a different category.
Oh, if only. No, it's...
Is it Amsterdam again? I'm going to scream is.
No, it's a British city. It's Chester.
Okay.
Known for their fields.
Stephen. You are.
I got a 4. Have we had a 4 yet before? I don't know.
We have not. That is. We have not because that is the written word.
Oh, good.
I'm not entirely sure that this question belongs in this category, but you know that's true for you.
That's a good start.
What color is the printing on a Chanel No. 5 box?
Oh.
This question brought to you by Chanel No. 5. Red.
Alas, no, it is black.
Black.
Black on white.
Kel surprise.
Oh, dear. Steve, then, on to you.
Yes! Anything but a 1. Anything but a 1. It's a 2.
Woo! Still not a 1.
Sound and screen, okay?
Whoopee!
You might know this one. Which Tubeway Army smash inspired the Sugar Babes chart-topping Freak Like Me?
Did you say Tubeway Army?
Yes. Which Tubeway Army smash inspired the Sugar Babes chart-topping Freak Like Me?
Wow.
Don't you hate it when he says, oh, you might know this one?
Yeah, and then he throws out Tubeway Army and Sugar Babes. Like, that's actually English.
Like, those are words that belong together.
I'm my mistake then, Steve. I thought you would have been familiar with Tubeway Army. That was Gary Newman's band.
I know exactly one Gary Newman song. And it's not anything to do with Tubeways or Armies. Freak Like You.
That's not bad as guessing. Guess. No. Okay, so the answer is the song was called Our Friends Electric? Which was a big hit for Gary Newman in the Tubeway Army. And
Huge.
Over here. and Freak Like Me was one of the very first mashups, effectively, that got into the charts. They basically removed Gary Newman's vocals and sang a new song over the music from Our Friends Electric.
That's cheating.
Yeah. But at the time, that was incredibly innovative and, you know, it had certainly never been riding high in the charts before. So now, you know, obviously, not so much. But, yeah, it's quite a significant song, that. Good song as well.
I learned something.
And now we move on to Jean.
All right, gotta try to make a less like disturbing rolling dice sound.
Nope.
But nope. And disturbing to myself as well. It's a 6.
That is game time sports.
Oh, with dread.
Oh gosh.
Can it be about the Miami Dolphins? Please, 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 please.
Oh, if only I would know. Actually, I was going to say I would love a Trivial Pursuit game where all the sports questions were dolphins, but actually, I probably wouldn't. God bless the Dolphins. Who in 2003 became the first British woman to win an individual world championship swimming gold medal?
2003.
First British woman to win an individual world championship swimming gold medal.
So this game came out after 2003.
It must have, yes.
Didn't it? Ooh. Trying to think of even a single swimmer, British or even any other nationality. That's a woman. Shoot. I can picture these women swimming the English Channel. But I still don't know their names. So I will pass.
Okay. It was Katie Sexton.
Yeah, never going to get that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. She was, first British woman to win a world championship, twice Olympian, represented Great Britain in four world championships, apparently, and three Commonwealth Games. She was, she was a big deal.
She was, but did she swim the English Channel? I don't think so.
I don't think she did.
I mean, you have a thing right there in the
in
UK
your
swim,
face, Miss Sexton.
Yeah.
What is the point of you?
Explain yourself.
All right, I got a two.
Sound and screen. Which animated series once tastefully introduced an Ethiopian character called Starvin Marvin?
All I could think of is Marvin the Martian, and I know that that is not correct. And that is all that's in my brain. So, you know what? We're going to go with Looney Tunes, even though I know it's not even close to being correct.
No, it was Steve.
South Park.
You sounded,
Yeah. South Park. First season, too.
Yeah, that's why I...
That was their Thanksgiving South episode, if I remember correctly.
Oh, wow.
That would not surprise me.
All right. Round two was a dud. So Steve is still in the lead with 2 points.
Everyone else
is yet to score. But that's the way it goes.
This is round weird. Three. I don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what are you doing in the front?
I don't know. I don't like it out here. It's scary.
It's okay, though. We're not playing low definition, so I'm okay with this.
Oh, boy.
I'm not.
I don't know what to do.
Oh, right, no. You know what else I'm not okay with? Rolling another one.
One?
Oh, I thought you were going to say a six.
Nope. At this point, I'd kind of rather have a six. At least then I can make up the name of a person I've never heard of instead of making up the name of a city I've never heard of.
All right, global view. Which locale in London is the world's time measured from?
Greenwich?
Indeed. Correct.
Okay.
Yay!
Is that a trick question?
I knew that answer. I went there.
Excellent.
I
got a point. Go again.
All right.
Well done.
All right, I'm rolling again. That time I did get a six.
Great. Be careful what you wish for.
I guess so.
Oh, man. All right, so what day of the week is traditionally Ladies' Day at Royal Ascot?
Well, at least I've got a 1 in 7 chance. Oh, unless yes, Royal Ascot has some weird names for... For the days.
For days, yeah. Yes, they're all named for the ancient Danish.
I'm going to say Friday.
No, oh, you're one off. It's Thursday.
Mm. Well, at least I was close.
You were close, and you got a point. Well done.
Hooah!
Stephen, over to you.
I have rolled a six.
Oh, another six. Right. Mm-hmm. Who in 1992 became the first British woman to win an Olympic track event since 1964?
I have no idea, so I'm going to say a South African runner instead and say Zola Budd.
Yes.
Wow.
She's not British. No, it was Sally Gunnell.
Oh. Good job, Gunnell.
Well known over here, but probably not over there.
Not as such.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve, back around to you.
I got a three, which is not a one, but mm-hmm. still not my favorite.
No, but it's news. And
Uh-oh.
Oh,
oh, this is good.
When maniacal laughter precedes the question, duck.
Oh, dear.
Mike okay. Gatting.
There are several. You may have other questions after. What did Screaming Lord Such cue to become one of the first tourists to enter in August 1993? Do you know who Screaming Lord Such is?
No clue, but I know he queued up in 1993 to be one of the first people to enter something.
Okay, this won't give anything away. Screaming Lord Such was the late Screaming Lord Such was the leader of the Monster Raving Loony Party, who were basically a sort of prank political party who stood in elections to highlight the absurdity of elections and parliament and democracy and all that sort of thing.
I learned so much on this podcast.
Yeah.
He had
the
a hit record.
Sad part is I never remember it later.
Did he join the two-boy army at some point?
No, he did not. What did he cue to become one of the first tourists to enter in August 93?
What did he cue?
What did he cue to enter?
To enter, yeah, okay, yeah. Got it.
The queuing itself is not...
I can't think of anything that would have opened in 93 as a tourist attraction, unless it's Euro Disney. So let's say Euro Disney.
Mm. That's not a bad guess, but it's actually, believe it or not, Buckingham Palace.
Oh.
You could not enter Buckingham Palace before the 90s as a civilian. It's just, you know, I mean, you could go if you're invited, but it wasn't, you know, you couldn't just queue up and pay to go and walk around.
I very nearly said that, but it sounded too unlikely.
Jean, we're over to you.
All right. In, you know, respect for everybody's ears, I've switched to my dice app so that I don't make that noise. And now I got a 2. And I like this already better, I think. I forget what 2 is.
All right. That would be, which band gave rapper Wyclef Jean his first taste of chartdom?
Oh.
I'm not sure if I've said his name right, but
Wyclef Jean.
Is it Jean? Yeah. Oh, okay, right. I wasn't sure.
I knew something. Not a question, but
you know, my knowledge of everything after like the Carpenters is really spotty, and I'm going to just pull something out and say the Black Eyed Peas.
I don't know. It was the Fugees.
The Fugees. Oh, I knew the name. That
was the other one.
The other one. Okay. I will stay down in the bottom of the ranks.
Oh, don't worry.
With
you're
the
in,
rest of us.
You're in good company.
Yes, I like being
the
with
ranks
people.
Are pretty much all bottom, so don't worry about it.
Kathy, over to you.
All right. I got a 1 this time.
1, Global View. Wait, do you know, nobody's got green yet. Not a single person has rolled 5, I've just realized.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, which country's national vehicle registration letters are GBG?
I mean, I'm torn between, like, Great Britain or Germany, since those are both Gs, and yet it could be a different language that then is, oh man, all right, we're gonna go with Great Britain.
Well, I was gonna say, for example, Germany, Germans don't call it Germany, it's Deutschland.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So yeah,
no, but you are along the right lines. It's actually Guernsey.
Oh,
which is of course politically unified with Great Britain, so it's GBG, Great Britain Guernsey.
So I got half of it right, yeah. Right? Two-thirds?
But there are no half points.
No.
All right. At the end of round 3, Steve is still in the lead with 2. Erica has 1. Everybody else is yet to score. So back round to Erica for the start of round 4.
3
news. Which fashion designer was shot dead close to his Miami home in 1997?
Gianni Versace?
Correct.
Yay! Thank you, television.
I mean, not yay that he died, but
yeah. Yeah, when this came out, there was no movie about him. So,
and if there wasn't a movie, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, I got a 2.
Sound and screen.
This is the category I sort of dread because I probably have the best chance of knowing an answer in it, but I also have the best chance of looking like a complete fool.
Oh, don't worry. That's every question in this one.
Yes.
Which adventuring comedy duo had a band called Wild Stallions?
Oh, Bill and Ted.
I just turned over just to double check, but yes, it is Bill and Ted.
Yay!
Of course it's Bill and Ted. But, you know, you never know with Triv. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, less British than I was expecting it to be. But oh, hey, I got a 5.
Hey, innovations. Right. What did the... Sorry, I'm trying to figure out... I'm trying to pass the question before I read it.
Uh-oh.
What did the Haloid Photocopier Company change its name to that starts and ends in the same letter?
Xerox.
It is indeed.
Wow. Ooh,
wow.
Sweep
that's
for
bad.
Erica. Whoa. Leaps wow. into the lead with 4 points.
I have found the die that I am going to continue using.
Yes.
From my pile.
Oh, man. All right, Stephen, beat that.
I rolled a 5, so at least I did that.
You're on the same track. All right. So what did Russia launch into space in 1993 that it claimed would bring winter light to far northern cities?
Oh, my. What? Sputnik 2 electric boogaloo. Winter, really? Wow, this sounds like a Monty Burns season finale kind of solution here. Winter light. I don't. An artificial sun? I have no idea.
Oh, man. A mirror.
Okay.
A mirror.
They put a mirror in space.
Oh.
This is why Vladimir Putin took control again. You do realize that. This confused post-Soviet era, which they thought, you know what? Communism bad. It was bad. What about mirrors in space? Let's
this
try
is
that.
Gotham City got the idea.
Oh, no. Wow. All right. Well, I guess, did it work? I don't know. Did we find out how that worked? Probably not as good as we would hoped.
I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say that it didn't work.
Yeah, still kind of dark here in December and January.
yeah.
So, jury's still out.
All right, Steve.
Hey, I got a 5-2.
Hey, more science.
Science.
What were specially packed in a gold, silver, and bronze combination and in assorted flavors for athletes at the 2000 Olympics?
Ooh.
Condoms?
No.
Yes, it is.
Really? What? Oh my god!
Two
I was gonna...
condom questions in the same game.
I was going to guess Vegemite.
I'm curious as to which flavor bronze is and which flavor silver is.
Oh man!
I guess I really don't want to know.
No.
All right. Oh, it was a 5, and then it rolled off the table. Oh no! And it rolled off again. This is bad. Oh, a 2.
Sound and screen. All right. That is... Which TV family drinks in the feathers?
Drinks in the feathers.
Hmm. As in, the feathers is, you know, the name of the establishment.
Yeah. A British TV family.
Early 2000s, remember?
Yeah. No clue. The Faulties.
yeah, good guess. I'm not sure if this made it to the US. It's the Royal Family. That's R-O-Y-L-E.
I have heard the name. I've never...
Yeah, it was a huge hit over here. All right, and we are on to Jean.
All right, here we go. Ooh, another 2. For me.
Another 2. Sound and screen again. Which movie brought stardom to Jamie Bell?
Oh, I don't know who Jamie Bell is. Movie. So, one thing I realized about all my hours, many hours of watching British television is that none of it really happened before 2001. So, when
well,
we get
and also,
to like...
If it's mostly detective dramas, none of it really happened.
Yeah. Are you telling me that there's not a murder every single week in Midsommar County?
Right, yes.
What? This is all shocking.
Let me blow your mind. There is no such county.
Whoa. Thank goodness. Thank goodness, because nobody's going there, that's for sure. all right, Jamie Bell. Whew. It's like not... It's... Absolutely not one synapse is firing on that name. And so I will pass yet again.
All right. Does anybody else know?
Mm-hmm. I know Jamie Bell was the voice of Tintin in that one movie, wasn't he?
Oh, was he? I didn't know
I think he was. That's the only way I know that name. Thinking, oh, I don't know
so
who Jamie Bell is.
So much for his stardom.
Yeah.
Well, no, he was because he was the star of Billy Elliot.
Oh. Wait. Billy Elliot is that old, that movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay.
All right, Kathy. Oh, innovations again. What did British parents buy an estimated 9 million of in 1999 and then throw away after they had been used only once? And it is not condoms.
I'm going to say diapers.
I'll take that. Disposable nappies, yes.
Okay, yes. Woo! What? Oh, I got a point! Yay. And I rolled a 6.
Oh, sports. Oh, well, it was good while it lasted.
Yep. We can just move on. You don't even have to ask the question.
Which famous grunter lost the...
Oops.
Yeah. There is a point to it. Which famous grunter lost the 1992 Wimbledon women's final to Steffi Graf?
I can picture her grunting.
Serena Williams. I don't even know if she was playing then.
I think she was, actually, yeah. But no, it was Monica Seles.
The great Monica Seles. And then she got stabbed.
Yep.
Oh, no, no. What am I saying? No, she wasn't playing in 1992. Sorry, she was playing when this game came out, but not in 1992. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Monica Seles. Sorry. I think you kind of either knew that one or you didn't, you know. You
were surprising nobody, I did not know that question. But I will take my 1 point and I will love on that and hoard it away into the safe place.
Absolutely. Erica, who has 4 points, we're back round to you.
All right, I'm using the same die. 3.
For news, what did the USA spend 5 months of 2000 trying to work out that the UK usually manages in one night?
Whoa. That's what a weird question.
Yeah. You want me to read it again?
Yeah.
All right. What did the USA spend 5 months of 2000, that's the year 2000, trying to work out that the UK usually manages in one night?
The time change? Like from one year to the next?
No, it was who won the election.
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's right.
I have blocked that out because it is very, very painful and traumatic.
It's a very painful memory, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Stephen, over to you.
Fortunately, elections have never been an issue since.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, exactly. Yes.
Solved all the problems forever.
Smooth sailing in both the UK and the US.
Right. Yep.
All right, I've switched die now to a better die, and I have got a 6.
Everybody's so superstitious.
Yes.
All right, so that is orange game time. What did record-breaking Walter Boyd do within an official 0 seconds of walking on as substitute for Swansea in 1999.
Lord.
What? Okay, oh, sorry, read that again.
That's a lot of words.
Yeah. What did record-breaking Walter Boyd do within an official 0 seconds of walking on as substitute for Swansea in 1999?
He set the record for most games played or most caps in English thing history.
That's a really good guess, but it's not. It's really good, actually. I like your logic. But no, the answer is he was sent off.
Wow, what did he do?
I have no idea, but yeah, he was sent off officially at the same time as he walked on.
That's, wow. That's efficient. That is very efficient.
That's a good ref. Yeah.
Why waste everybody's time?
Ed Hockley, ate your heart out. Steve.
Yes. Sorry, I was watching that angel fly over.
What?
Okay. Joy of joys, I got a one.
Global view, okay. What was the world's second largest item of commerce during the 1990s after oil products?
What was, did you say the nations?
The world's, the world's second largest item of commerce during the 1990s after oil products.
Oh. Wow.
It's probably condoms based on how this came out.
Did we break him? Aren't some condoms oil products, though?
Almost.
That's part of petroleum right there.
Yep.
integrated circuits.
Oh, another good guess, but no, the answer was coffee.
Coffee?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh,
I could use some right now.
Ooh. Starbucks has a lot to answer for.
All right, then.
Yeah. All right, Jean, we are over to you again.
Okay, then. I've got a 6. Miami Dolphins, please. Miami Dolphins.
I'm afraid it's not a Miami Dolphins. I would be amazed if there is a single Miami Dolphins question in this entire edition.
Okay.
Even though it was clear, you know, made not that long after the Golden Marino years, but there you go. What item of equipment used in an Olympic sport lit the 1992 Barcelona Olympic flame?
Ooh, an item of equipment.
In an Olympic sport, yeah.
From a sport, an actual sport, not from just regular equipment usage. And then it could be ignited. So it has to be something you can set on fire and then light the flame in Barcelona. Okay, there's a lot of clues there. And I feel that I could puzzle it out.
You're going to lose it.
I'm going to lose it. Absolutely. I have lized before and been successful.
To all the girls I've lized before.
So now I'm thinking things that could be lit on fire.
Sounds like fun. And,
yeah, I know. It's kind of fun. You know, there's
this
a
game
bit
for
of
one.
Pyromaniac in my
quite
family
flammable.
Tree.
And inflammable.
What's that? Oh, inflammable, right.
Because
it can't just burn. It can't just burn and burn up. So I'm picturing a few things, like a hockey stick, a lacrosse stick, what else? Oh, ooh, archers. That would be cool, a la, you know, Lord of the Rings or something. And what else can light?
And now the 300 meters Gandalf.
Fly, you fools.
Oh, yes.
Condoms.
But of course it's condoms. Yes, bronze, silver, and gold packaged condoms. What the hell?
You just slingshot them up there.
Yeah. Oh, no, there's no slingshot. Official sport.
Yet.
Yeah.
Right, comes right after the pea shooter.
Ironically.
I'm definitely going to get this wrong, but I am going to go with, Spain. Ooh. And then there's Hai Lai is not a official Olympic sport. However,
what is really it with you in Miami?
I'm from Miami, right? So I know.
Oh, are you from Miami? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, you're another escaped Floridian. Ah.
I am. I'm never going back. Oh, I'm going with the archers. It's so dramatic. So an arrow.
Is the right answer.
Yeah,
she lived it. Oh, she lived.
She totally lived that. I thought you were going to skip right over it, but you circled back around. Nicely done. Yeah.
It just seemed like the most dramatic way to do it. But it's not particularly, Spanish or whatever, but whatever. And it's before the Hunger Games, right?
True. Yes.
Oh, well. All right.
That could have gone spectacularly wrong.
Well, yeah. The arrow or the bull?
Right. That would be great. All right, I roll again. I don't even know how to play this game now. Having a second question.
Uncharted territory.
Okay, I got a 4.
All right, that is the written word.
Oh, excellent.
Which titled writer of Lord of the Flies died in 1993?
Titled writer, the author of Lord of the Flies, or no? I mean, that seems kind of...
Yeah.
Okay, William Goldman.
Do you want to take another run at that?
No, I guess I don't, because I don't... Golding.
Yes, William Goldman is the screenwriter that died recently. That's probably why the name was on your mind. Yeah. He's Sir William Golding. That's what they meant about titled.
I'm sorry. UK version. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, did he get a credit for writing his own damn book?
Yeah. I was very confused. Was there a second person that wrote it that, didn't get on the cover? Yeah.
His original name was Lord of the Flies. That's why he changed it.
Right. Yes. Gene, you get another go.
All right. Here we go.
Go, Gene. Go.
5.
Ooh. 5. Green innovations. What does CRT stand for in the world of television?
Wow. Oh my God, I know this. I'm old enough to totally know this, which is cathode ray tube.
Correct. Gene has a sweep.
Hooray.
Yay.
Thank
you.
Good job, Sestra. Thank
well
you.
Done. Excellent. All right, Cassie,
so now we've
you.
Got... 2 questions about tubes. 4 if you count the condom question.
Yeah. Whoa.
I rolled a 2.
2. Sound and screen. Which award-winning movie took Pauline Collins to Greece?
I can't even think of any movies that take place in Greece. I cannot even think of a name of a movie. Hunger
Matrix.
Games, that's a movie. Yeah.
No, this is a very British question. Pauline Collins was a kind of beloved British actress, and the movie was Shirley Valentine.
Okay, so never mind. Wouldn't know. Sweet.
Based on a play, I believe, about she goes on holiday and has a holiday fling with a guy in Greece.
Hmm. Sounds
good.
Lovely.
As you do.
Indeed. Erica, we are back round to you. You are still in the lead, by the way. Let's have a quick round up of the scores. Erica's still in the lead with 4. Steve and Jean now both have 3. Woo-hoo. Kathy has 1. Stephen has yet to score. Stephen, our multiple past times winner, is yet to get on the board.
He's just biding his time.
Of course.
No, if you win, win. But if you lose, lose big. That's my philosophy.
No half measures.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, sadly, I rolled a 1, so I don't know if my lead is going to stick around this round.
All right, well, let's find out. Which Hindu god is the protector of the universe? I love that this is in geography.
What the heck? Well, you know what? It's about the universe. All of geography is in the universe.
It is all geography, yes.
Oh, boy. I really don't know very much about Hindu gods. Shiva.
A good guess, but no, it was Vishnu.
Vishnu. Well, it is Vishnu, that was my second choice. All right. Well, move along.
All right. Stephen.
Let's try a five.
Innovations. All right.
Innovative.
What do the letters SLR mean to a photographer?
Crap. I was gonna easily rattle off the tongue and I realized, wait a second. Well, the L is lens. The S is single and the R is refractions. I don't know.
Oh, so close.
Oh, I'm gonna give it to you. That is close enough. It's single lens reflex.
Reflex, reflex, really.
Reflex. Go on.
You're
go
too
again.
Kind. You're too kind. All right.
Flex.
Indeed. One.
I'm glad somebody got that. One. Global view.
I only got it because I'm in charge of finding the treasure in the dark, Anthony.
Oh, very good, very
Otherwise,
good.
Otherwise, I wouldn't know.
The reflex is the only child, after all.
All right. Wow, it's a Canada question. What are Great Bear and Great Slave in Canada and Great Salt in the USA?
Lakes.
They are indeed. Wow. Okay.
He's making his move, people. He's making his move.
You were right. He's biding his time.
Five.
Innovations. All right. Wow. Okay. What common product has an ISO rating? ISO.
What?
Don't lots of them?
Wow.
ISO. Oh. Mm.
I don't even know what an ISO rating is. But ISO, is it an ISO rating or just an ISO?
An ISO rating.
I don't know. I have no idea, so I'm going to say cameras.
How does it get to camera questions?
Yeah, but I'm not going to give you that one. That's not clear. It's photographic film.
Film.
What is film? I don't know what that is.
It's what you do at the petrol station.
Yeah, petrol.
With the SLR.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ISO is the International Standards Organization.
Ah, for standards.
I got a six, finally, so let's do some sporting, shall we?
Sports ball. Which
this is a great sign right here.
Which super plumber was called Jumpman when he made his first screen appearance in the game Donkey Kong?
Oh boy. Gosh. British plumbers. Let me think. It's Mario, of course.
Yeah, not British.
I know.
It's a Mario. You could even said it that way.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah. Okay.
When you get a sporting question and they ask you something about the Mario Brothers, I think that's a good thing right there.
You win. Yeah.
It is
take your
game
victories
time.
In that category where you can get them,
I now have a three.
Three, that is news.
Yeah.
What garments gave their name to Bill Clinton's White House cat?
Socks.
Correct.
Socks.
Wow, okay. Steve almost got a sweep in the first round, but didn't. Can you get it this time?
You had to say it, didn't you? I got a four this time, so hit me with some arts and some literatures.
The written word, yes, indeed. Wow. Okay, which cinematic trilogy was based on a Mario Puzo novel?
Oh.
The Godfather.
You don't say.
I do say.
It's a sweep for Steve. Woo-hoo! Leaps into the lead. Well done.
Holy mackerel.
Man.
All right, Gene, we're over
Steve.
To you.
All right, here we go.
Isn't it technically a chimney sweep? in UK trivia?
I got a 2, Anthony.
Oh, it's a fine day, Mary Poppins.
Hello, hello.
Sorry, Jean, what was that? What did you get?
2, please. Okay.
Sound and screen. Which self-styled superstar had a 1986 hit with Elvis's Love Me Tender?
86?
Yep.
What was going on in 86? Are they British?
Chernobyl.
I wonder. Yeah, right. I remember that. Self-styled superstar. Vanilla Ice.
Oh, that I is wish. The first person I think of.
It's the only
I
person
self-styled.
I self-styled, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I so wish that it was Vanilla Ice. No, I'm afraid this is another one that's so British, you either just know it or you don't. It was Roland Rat.
No now, idea.
Wow.
Roland Rat was a puppet, a Muppets-like puppet.
What?
Was an anthropomorphic rat who did the links between children's shows weekday afternoons. God.
Wow.
On ITV, yeah.
I can't believe I missed it.
Yeah. That question came right out of the cellar.
Yeah, he just sat behind a desk and was obnoxious and had silly catchphrases and was enormously popular.
Okay, wow. Roland. As a result. Now we know about you.
Man.
Yep.
All right, Kathy, over to you.
A4.
Four. Oh, the written word. All right. Which U.S. president is the subject of Robert Dalek's book, An Unfinished Life?
A Dalek wrote a book?
I was Indeed. Just yeah, thinking.
Of course it's about a finished life.
It's the same five words over and over again.
Yeah.
Exterminate.
His name was Robert Dalek. D-A-L-L-E-K. So I presume you say Dalek. Yeah.
All right. So... going to guess it's one of the ones that was assassinated, which narrows it down significantly.
But not as significantly as you might suppose.
Yeah. Right.
More than you would think.
Like, it's not all of them, but still.
Right. Let's go with Kennedy because he was the youngest. So JFK.
Correct. It was indeed.
Oh, yay, Kathy.
I got 2 points. I'm so excited. I always turn off my phone after I roll the dice because I don't think I'll ever get to roll again. All right. A3.
A3. That is news. Which Caribbean, that's Caribbean to you people, country, did the USA seize in 1994 without firing a shot and without resorting to voodoo? What a bizarre question.
Whoa.
Wow.
This question feels insensitive.
It does.
Oh, very. I would say very insensitive, yes.
They seized it? Okay.
I guess, oh my gosh, I don't even, Cuba.
Wow.
When did we
that would have been
them?
News.
We didn't. Once again, I am hit by the fact that I cannot think of any islands in the Caribbean.
It's Haiti.
Other than, Tahiti?
Haiti.
Oh, Haiti. I was like, wait, Tahiti? What?
No. Well, we call it Haiti, but, I don't think... that would have been even more confusing for you.
For what it's worth, yes. I grew up calling it the Caribbean, but I've never called it anything but Haiti.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the Caribbean just, weird.
Oh, really?
Erica, we are back. Oh, actually, let's do a quick, sorry. So that was the end of round 6. So Steve is now in the lead with 6 points.
That can't be right.
Chasing him is Erica, still with 4. Jean has 3 after a perfect sweep. And Stephen and Kathy both have 2.
Woohoo!
So, yeah, let's keep going for a couple
right.
of rounds. All
right, let's see if I can take back my lead. With a five.
Five, that is innovations.
Mm-hmm.
Which common bathroom accessory was originally marketed as a filter for gas masks?
What? Which
common bathroom accessory?
Mm-hmm. Was originally marketed as a filter for gas masks.
Hmm. Just like I'm going through the items in my bathroom in my mind, and nothing's fitting.
In the bathroom of my mind.
Your mind has other rooms besides the bathroom.
I'm just picturing that as like so some you know, Vegas magician. Come into the bathroom of my mind.
Oh boy. I'm gonna guess a. Can you read it one more time?
I can. Which common bathroom accessory was originally marketed as a filter for gas masks?
Filter. Okay.
That's so weird.
I'm gonna say like a one of those Glade plug-in diffuser things.
Oh. Oh, you're thinking way too sensibly, way too advanced. No, it was Kleenex.
Mm. Oh, I actually had the thought of toilet paper, but that would not have been right either.
No,
I don't think of Kleenex as a bathroom
Kleenex?
Yeah,
in particular. It's a little
weird. Me neither.
Maybe that's a British thing. I don't know.
Stephen.
Three.
News. All right. What killed an estimated 2,000 British and 3,000 French pensioners between June and August 2003?
Condoms. No, I was... a heat wave.
Indeed. High summer temperatures. Correct.
Oh, well done.
Well done. Roll again.
Not that I know my history of heat waves. I just know that old people are sadly susceptible to really hot weather.
Indeed.
Especially in England. It probably got up to like, 25 degrees Celsius. But
that would genuinely be... A sustained 25 degrees would genuinely be a heat wave here, yes.
Yeah. Two.
Sound and screen. Yeah. What is the three-letter name of the dog in The Grinch Who Stole Christmas?
Oh, come on.
Come, I never watched it.
What?
No, I never watched it.
If it's any consolation, I wouldn't have got this.
Wow.
I don't think it was as big in Canada.
I mean, it was on, but I just never, I know, it looked very spooky to me, so I never watched it. So save your scorn. Save your scorn for, oh, can you
not
know
not.
That? I'm going to say Rin.
No, it is
Max, of
Max.
Course.
Yeah.
Max.
I didn't know it either, and I've seen The Grinch a bunch
sure.
of times, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Steve despairs of us all. Yep.
Yes. Well, now that I've mocked you, I'm going to get some ridiculous question that makes
exactly.
Anthony crack up the minute he sees
yep.
it.
Yeah.
So.
It'll be about Canadian TV and you won't know a thing. And I go, oh, come on. How did you not know that? For God's sake, I read for 19 years.
So my pre-asking hilarious question is coming from number two.
Sound and screen.
Yes.
All right. Ah.
Right on schedule.
Ooh, no.
Yeah. yeah, no, it's just, I was just looking at it going, like, what? Which pop group dropped a number from its name when Paul Catamol left in 2002?
I'm assuming it's one of those boyish bands. Is there a band called Take Five? I don't know. I can't come up with it, so I'm just going to say Take Five.
All right, that's not correct.
Take so, that is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. So let's go. Kathy, who do you think it was?
Would it be the S Club, as in there ain't no party like an S Club party?
And what were they called before?
S Club 7.
That is correct.
Wow. Whoa, Kathy, my trashy television watching when they visited Florida and apparently worked a like. A country club wins. Hooray.
Nice work.
Wow. Jean, we're on to you.
All righty. A two again.
All right. That is sound
screen,
and screen. Again. Wow.
Damn.
Which band featured Rachel Stevens before her solo success with Sweet Dreams My LAX?
Oh, crap. I'm sorry. Can we say that word? Okay. As you say, like, how many words in there do you actually recognize? None of them. And I'm really
Stevens,
regretting.
I understood.
Yeah, I am going to. I have no freaking idea.
You're not going to believe this, but it was S Club.
No. Or was it S Club 7?
Wait.
No, it was S Club because she left, and then they without her, they basically, you know, they were no more. So.
Oh my! All right, and so yeah, this is like the We Are the World of this episode.
Lionel Richie.
Wow.
Yeah, I'd have a much better chance with them.
Oh man! All right, Kathy.
So funny. Six.
Six. That is game time. All right. What do most men have one of that Maradona had two of prior to cosmetic surgery?
I'm having flashbacks.
Oh, wow. I'm so sad Liz isn't here for
Kathy.
This question.
I know.
Great Kathy question.
Somewhere Liz is like just like squealing in discomfort and she doesn't know why.
Probably more like squealing in joy that she's not on this one.
Yeah, that's probably more like it.
So, the fact that it said men.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Oh, gosh, I can't believe I'm going to have to say this on a. I guess a penis?
The best part is. That the answer is it's so innocuous. Pen. It's not penis. It's chins.
I was going to say chins.
But wait, what? Why did that question have to involve men?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like that's oh like just a person thing.
That's oh my
gosh. Oh, wow. I think a Trivial Pursuit is screwing with us. I think that's what it
they
is.
They are.
You think? All right, so at the end of that round, not much change. Steve is still in the lead. Erica is still on four behind him. Stephen and Jean both now have three, and Kathy has two.
Woohoo!
All right, Erica.
All right.
Let's go around again.
Okay. Two.
Two. Sound and screen. All right, so who
S-Club
made
seven.
His... Who made his firstborn child sound like a recipe ingredient by calling her Poppy Honey?
Mm. I was thinking it was the yellow card guy with his kid Apple, but Poppy Honey.
Yellow card guy with his kid Apple.
Yeah, I don't know his name. I just know his kid's name.
One of the best spaghetti westerns I have ever seen.
Yellow card guy.
Oh, wait, it's not yellow card. It's the Coldplay guy. They have a song
Coldplay.
Named Yellow.
I was going to say.
Thank you.
It's for some reason I was thinking
David Beckham. I don't know what.
Gwyneth Paltrow has a kid named Apple.
It's the same. Yes,
it's, yeah. It's the same. That's kid, what yeah. I'm realizing now. Like, yeah. Like,
I haven't heard a name yet, though.
Yeah. Okay. So, read just the beginning of the question again. What identifying feature is a guy, a pop star?
No, there's no. It just says who.
It just says who.
Made,
oh, great. Great.
Who made his firstborn okay. child sound like a recipe ingredient by calling her Poppy Honey?
Ringo Starr.
No, it was Jamie Oliver.
Oh my God, I actually had that thought. I was thinking maybe it's the Naked Chef again. Why didn't I just say it out loud? Why?
Wow.
All right, I'm done.
All right, Stephen, over to you.
Six for me.
Six, that is game time again. So, who won the 100 meters gold medal after Ben Johnson's 1988 Olympic disqualification?
Oh, yeah. One of the other seven people who cheated in that race. It was Carl Lewis.
Was it? Wow. Harsh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, harsh
but fair.
Oh, boy. Let me tell you, that was a thing in this country when Ben Johnson got stripped of the gold medal, being Canadian, and then it found out years later that actually everyone but one also cheated with steroid enhancing drugs,
yeah,
on the same
wow
thing. Yep.
All right, roll again.
Bitter at all. One.
One global view. All right. Which London Underground station suffered the fire which brought about a total smoking ban on the tube?
Oh, it was a wooden staircase that burned, and I remember reading about this when I was.
We watched a documentary.
We watched a documentary.
It was more than just a wooden staircase. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but that's, I think, that was what started it or something, because it burned and then people couldn't get out of there and they died, sadly. And I'm just wheezing my way out of the way that I don't have any idea. I'm going to say Kensington Station.
No, it was King's Cross.
Oh, it starts with the same letter, though, so...
The King's Cross fire. Yeah. Anyway, so, Steve.
Mr. Leadman. I rolled another two.
Another two. Sound and screen again. All right.
Mm-hmm. S Club 7.
No. Which U.S. comedian became huge on television after working as Julio Iglesias' opening act?
Julio Iglesias' opening act.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. Can you read the first part of that again?
I can. Which U.S. comedian became huge on television after working as Julio Iglesias' opening act?
Wow. Huge on television. I wonder if we're talking about British telly or American television.
I'm not going to give any clues because you're in the lead.
my little ploy has been found out. Jeez, I can't imagine who would be opening for. And 2003-ish time frame. Ellen DeGeneres.
No, this is amazing. It's Roseanne Barr.
Ooh.
No.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have guessed Ellen, too. I was like,
I mean, she's a hell of a singer, so I can understand.
Yeah, that's true.
Crazy. Gene, we're over to you.
I have a five.
Five innovations. All right. What do fitness freaks abbreviate to BMI?
Oh, body mass index.
That is correct.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go again. A four.
Four. Oh, the written word.
Excellent.
What word has come to mean taking bits of somebody else's music and using them on your record?
Oh, yes. That thing. We already talked about it, I feel like.
I don't understand what this has to do with the written word, but, you know.
Good question. You write songs.
And it is not a mashup. I am sure of that. It is a sampling.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. Correct.
Thank you. Okay.
Good job.
All right. Gene, you are now one off the pace.
All right.
You are only 1 point behind Steve. So, what did you roll, sorry?
A one.
Another one. Okay.
Nobody's happy with that, except maybe Steven.
All right. Which Italian tourist attraction did 1980s carbon dating claim was a medieval fake?
Oh, I'm going to say the Shroud of Turin.
Indeed,
very
it was.
Well done.
The Turin Shroud,
well
as they
done
call it. Here. Another sweep.
Woo.
Nice Woo work.
You are now tied for the first place with Steve. That's amazing.
Alrighty. All right.
Kathy, we're over to you.
All right, I am here with my four.
What does SWF stand for in a lonely heart's ad? What the hell does this have to do with
what? Single white female.
Yes.
Wait, but I'm so confused.
What's the category again?
The written word. I mean, technically, I suppose.
That's written.
And those are letters that make...
I mean, what other category does it fit in? Not news.
Well, sound and screen.
Yeah, true.
Well. All right. I rolled a six.
Six. Oh, game time. All right. So that is...
Oh, God.
Okay. What number in bingo is man alive?
What?
What?
Huh?
See, I don't know whether you do this in the US. In the UK, yeah, almost every number in bingo has a rhyme that goes with it.
When you go on a cruise, it's always a British bingo caller, and they always drop these things on you.
Wow. So 11, wow. 11
B10, Tony
is,
Blair's dead.
Yep. 11
How
is
old
legs.
Are you, Steve?
No. 16 is sweet. You know, that sort of, and so on and so forth. So, So this is man alive.
This is like British crossword puzzles, where we're like, what the heck?
Okay, so it's probably a number that ends in a 5. Man alive. So, you know what, we're going to go
B5.
B5?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a different show altogether.
Yeah. Okay, bingo is clearly played differently in the US. There are no letters involved in our bingo.
Oh, really?
What?
Scorecards.
Then why is it called bingo?
It's just a sheet of numbers.
Oh, my
And it doesn't
Lord.
Say B-I-N-G-O at the top?
If it does, nobody refers to the numbers by those letters.
What?
Then what's his name-o then? I don't understand.
So can any of the letters be in any, or any of the numbers be in any
or
column
is it
anywhere?
No.
Do you know, I'm not actually sure about that. You might be right. They might be laid out that way.
Yeah,
I'm
traditionally
not
the left column is 1 through 15 and it's B. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so,
no, I get the principle, yeah. But we never refer to the numbers by a letter. Yeah, how strange.
Whoa.
Anyway, so what you're saying is 5.
Yes.
Which is correct. Well done.
Yay!
Okay. Oh!
I guess technically you don't need to say the letter because if the number can only appear in the first category or the first column.
Well, that's why I was clarifying, yeah.
But yeah.
Because the answer is
literally. Well, you're going to say Tony Blair's den, and you've got to say B10. You can't just go 10.
No, I'm pretty sure they do.
But apparently not.
I'm not even sure the Tony Blair... Is that... Did you hear that from a British bingo caller?
I did.
I haven't heard that one before, yeah. Mind you, it's been many years since I listened to a bingo caller. I used to work in a working men's social club many years ago. So, and we just say number 5, man alive, number 5. Sorry, what did you roll, Kathy?
A 3.
A 3, sorry. So that is news. All right. Who is the only left-hander to have served 2 terms as U.S. president?
Teddy Roosevelt.
No, it was Bill Clinton.
Oh.
I know.
Not really. Huh. He was a lefty.
Huh. Crazy. All right. So that brings us to the end of round 8. And we have a tie for first place, with Steve and Gene both having 6 points.
Wow.
And then also a tie for third place with everybody else on 4 points.
Wow.
Yay!
Fantastic. So this makes the final round somewhat tricky for me to negotiate, but what the hell, let's have a go. So let's do the final round. And we will start with... so we're going to start with the highest scorers and then we'll go back to the lowest scorers and see who can catch up. But as there's not much of a spread of points, anything goes, really. So let's start with Steve, because you've been leading for most of the game.
All right, here we go. Here comes the 1, people. Let's see. Oh, it's a 3. That's almost as bad.
All right, so that's news. Which TV presenter and interviewer received the Enigma decoding machine in the post after it had been stolen?
Wow.
Oh, wow. TV presenter and interviewer got the Enigma. What?
Yeah, received it in the mail after it had been stolen.
I have an image in my brain of one British TV presenter and interviewer, and his name is not up there with the picture.
Sucks for you, then.
It really does. Oh, my God. Graham Norton.
Oh, I so wish it had been Graham Norton.
That would have been hilarious.
My goodness. No, it was Jeremy Paxman.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that anyway. No problem.
Mm-hmm. Who were you thinking? Oh, no, you don't know. The name's not there.
I don't. I can draw you a picture.
It's great podcast material. Jean, then, let's go to you.
All righty. I got a one.
Oh, man.
Global news. From 20 plus years ago.
Yeah. Which country claimed the world's largest oil refinery until Iraq blew it up?
Mm. Well, I'm going to say Iran.
And you would be correct.
Yay.
Oh, well, it was fun
days.
While it lasted.
Yeah. Sorry,
good try, Steve.
Good job, Gene.
Thank you, Steve. Well, it's not over yet. Okay, four.
You could still be beaten by other people.
All right, the written word. What was poet Philip Larkin's job at Hull University?
Philip Larkin.
I love the way they say poet Philip Larkin as opposed to the other Philip Larkin, you know.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, there's bound to be one.
No, I used to work at the publisher of Philip Larkin back when I lived in New York City. And I feel like it should drop into my brain. And I know it's not like patent office. That's Einstein. It's Hull University. I'm going to say he was a professor.
Alas, he was a librarian.
Oh, well.
Mm. All right. So let's go next then to Kathy.
Okay.
Just because
I am.
You all have the same score. So let's just go down the board.
I rolled a one.
A one. All right. What did Liechtenstein give to its women in 1986?
The right to vote.
You are correct.
Woo! Well,
screw you, Liechtenstein. Come on. 1986.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled a two.
Two, sound and screen. Okay, which...
Is this better or worse than laughter?
Yeah, just...
I don't know.
Confusion. What is the alternate title of the Rembrandt's hit, I'll Be There For You? Which charted in 1995 and again in 1997.
I mean, it's a theme song to Friends.
Yeah, that's is it? Apparently its theme official alternate Friends. Title. Theme from Friends.
Wow. Nice.
I mean, come on.
Pop culture is serving you well.
Wow.
I believe whoever just right, applauded meant.
Yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
Six.
All right, game time. Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Which country's appearance in the 1994 Commonwealth Games was their first since 1958?
I have at least heard of the Commonwealth Games.
That's what comes from
I have heard
Canadian.
Of them only in a previous question on this show today. I'm guessing it's going to be a country in the Commonwealth.
Solid logic.
1990, right? So who has been out of favor?
1994.
Oh, 1994.
Well, this changes everything.
Yes, of course. I know that now. India?
No, it was South Africa.
South Africa.
Ah. Mm.
weren't allowed to take part, you see.
Mm-hmm. Our football stadium here is actually called Commonwealth Stadium because it was built for the Commonwealth Games.
Oh, wow, right.
In 78.
All right, nice. So that has, so far, Gene is still in the lead again with 7. Steve and Kathy both have 6. So it's just Erica and Steve left to go. So, Erica, let's have you first.
Oh, boy. 1.
All right, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Which city celebrated 800 years of having a Lord Mayor in 1989?
Part of me wants to stick with just my rule of saying Paris for every single city. But I don't know, Lord Mayor just doesn't sound right.
Not quite Parisian enough.
Yeah. What were the years again?
Which city celebrated 800 years of having a Lord Mayor in 1989?
I'll say London.
And you would be correct.
Oh my God!
Woo!
Hurrah!
Yay!
All right.
It is the obvious one, yes.
Yeah, right. I was...
It is the one you're thinking of.
Which is always dangerous.
All right, 3.
3, that is news. Yeah. All right. Which country accepted the blame for the Lockerbie disaster?
Ooh.
I recognize the phrase Lockerbie disaster. Don't know what it is. Don't know where it happened. Just know I've at least heard those words put together before.
It's more than me, so well done.
It's, so a country accepted the blame. That doesn't sound like something the United States would ever do.
I know.
So, I'm going to say Ireland.
It was Libya, wasn't it?
I see your logic, but yeah, it was Libya. The Lockerbie disaster was a plane that was allegedly bombed and landed in on the village of Lockerbie in Scotland.
Okay. Ah, okay. That's coming back to me. But all right. Well, it was a fun run.
All right. So, Stephen, it is up to you to score 3 or more to challenge Jean. Otherwise, she takes the crown.
Wow. I got a 4.
Let's see. Which I believe is still a hanging offense. I'm joking.
Not really.
Am I? No, I am. Sorry, what did you roll?
4.
4. The written word. All right. What term means... Oh, what term means a novel-length story in comic strip format?
Term. Graphic novel?
Correct.
It has novel in the question. Come on, Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, I know. I just think it like this
comic
too
strip format
say, right?
Is a really weird way to put that.
Yeah. It also, it is.
Yeah.
I got a 4 again.
All right, more written words. Which cake decorating former fiance of a Beatle wrote the novel Losing It?
And that'll do it. Cake directing former fiance. What was
It was cake decorating, right? Not directing.
Cake decorating, yes.
Yeah.
Because that makes a big difference in
I don't know how you direct
former
a cake.
Fiance.
It does here. Yeah. It does over here.
I mean Linda McCartney was married, Yoko Ono was married, Cynthia Lennon was married. I don't remember fiancés very well. Let alone cake directors. So,
decorators.
Yeah, I gonna say Jamie Oliver.
You got the first 2 letters right.
Is it Jane? Asher?
Jane Asher. Yep. Yeah,
Jane Asher.
All right. So at the end of that game, Gene McDonald is our winner.
Good job.
Newbie to the game. First time winner. Well done.
Wow. I'm stunned.
Congratulations, Estra.
Yeah.
Thank
and then
you,
in joint Sestra. Second, in joint second, we have Steve and Kathy. Kathy, who before recording insisted that she was going to be dreadful and not get anything right. Mm-hmm. And then,
because that has been my historical appearance in any sort of trivia show, so I am very, very pleased with not being last.
And then in joint fourth are Erica and Stephen. Both have 5 points.
Aww.
Aww. Thanks, Anthony, for letting the game go long enough for all of us to get at least 1 point.
You're welcome.
All of us got at least 5 points. Like that's really impressive.
I think this
Well done, Filthy Foreigners. Well done.
I think this might be the highest scoring game of UK Triv we've ever had, like across the board.
There were a lot of really easy questions in there.
Yeah.
Certainly easier than the 1980s questions. Mm. Yeah, God. All right, so my thanks to Erica, Stephen, Steve, Jean, and Kathy for taking part today. And thanks to all of you out there for listening to this absurdity. We will see you next time.